will be donated to the Second Harvest, a food bank of Orange County. Just after that, our guest in studio at the family table, food writer and culinary television producer Joanne Chanchuli. And I'm probably one of the very few people that actually can say that correctly.
It's such a pretty name.
Yes, it is. Joanne's new book, LA's Original Farmers Market Cookbook, captures really, truly a 75-year history that is all, if not genuine, true to the fact, true to the heart. I have been going there since I was, I don't know, 4 years old. I was going there when the Gilmore Stadium...
You have been going there since you were a baby.
I was going there when Gilmore Stadium still had a wood, you know, Gilmore still had the wood, what do you call it, racetrack.
There. Wait, so 75 years old. You were probably, you know... No.
Two. And really, it's a great book, and we're very, very happy to have Joanne Chanchuli in here, and as she's going to be sharing the stories that related to her writing the book. And of course, she transplanted New Yorker, of all things, so it's interesting that this even caught her interest, so because it's such a L.A. type of a deal. Okay, Mario Martinoli here.
Amy Strong.
We're with you every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, taking your calls, 1-877-883-8830, broadcasting live from inside Angel Stadium, home of Angels baseball. This is Food and Dining with Mario and Amy. Sitting with us at the family table today, Joanne Chanchuli.
He just loves saying that.
I love it because it's a great thing. And you know, shame on you for wanting to change
your
name.
Oh, he'll never let you go for that one either. Chanchuli. 18-year-old girl. I understand it.
Okay, here you go. Food and culinary television producer and all the rest of the stuff that goes along with that. Joanne, welcome to the family table.
Welcome, Joanne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here, get a little closer to that microphone, would you please?
There you go.
Right.
Joanne Chanchuli. Okay, first, let me just say, this book, a lot of, for me, it's also tactile for a book. That's half the reason sometimes why I'll even take something off the shelf. The size of this book, the pictures in this book. Mm. Let's just start with that, and then we can go on. Whoa. And then we can go on to...
nice job, Andy.
Our producer was trying
nice job. We got a little reverb going
but
on here.
Why don't
Thank you
start with... What was the impetus to you wanting to write this book?
Well, yes, I am a nice Italian girl from New York.
Yeah!
And when I moved here in the 90s, I didn't know a lot of people, and I stumbled upon the farmer's market, and it really spoke to me. It has a nostalgic charm about it, and I really feel like I'm an old soul. Yeah. And I was born in the wrong era, and you
way.
Do too.
I feel the
yeah.
same way.
I did, and I was like, wow, this place is really great. You could just hang out. It's a communal space, mm-hmm. and it's outside in the sunshine.
And you can hear the same story every single day if you walk up to the same people.
Did you
hear the one about?
My back is killing me. Pass me another. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, it's true. There's people from everywhere. What I love about it is this place couldn't exist anywhere else in the country where you do. You have the old timers from the Fairfax District. Yeah. And then, you know, Hollywood glitterati
you
and
do.
The studio execs there and yeah. tourists and locals. I mean, it really, I think everybody loves this place and it...
And different languages. I mean, you can hear when I go with the kids, there's four different languages at four different places. I mean, for even more. I mean, that it's truly almost an international farmer's market.
It is a global melting pot. Yeah. And the food is and that's part of what attracted me is that I could just sit there.
Yeah.
And talk to people. You could tell I'm real shy. And I'm pretty spunky. And I could just chit-chat with people from all over, exactly, from all over the world. And also kind of take the tour of global eating
yes.
at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. You know, you've done a marvelous job with the book. And I don't say that gratuitously.
He
because
doesn't,
I
actually.
Have a very, very, as far as I'm concerned, the farmer's market is mine. You don't understand what I'm saying? This is my place,
Aww.
All right? And I treated it. I know everybody from Julio all the way to Tusquelas, all the way to, you know, Huntington Meats. I know them all. And they know me because I've been around that long. So that is my market. You've done a great job.
Yeah, you really
okay?
did.
You've really done a great job. And Andy Harris, our producer, knows me very well. And he knows that when he hands me a book, I take it and I dissect it. Okay, I go right through it, and I go, okay, this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad. This is a real nice profile of it. The stories are wonderful. The food is right on the money. The reason for going is you know, not only the multiculturalism that you find there, which is a nice fancy word for everybody goes, okay? But the thing is that it's in what, you know, what really frankly is the middle of the Jewish American or Jewish culture here in Los Angeles. Outside of New York, this is it. Okay, this is the largest Jewish population there is in the country, and you know we all make little jokes about, you know, Fairfax being the Borscht Belt, the Kosher Canyon, and all the rest of it. The fact of the matter is that the farmers market has had a long-standing history through the Gilmore family, and you've captured that feeling in the book. Congratulations!
Thank you.
So now, out of all of this, now I'm gonna put you on the spot here, and don't give me one of these. Well, you know, they're all my favorites. No, give me one that really kind of stood out for you as saying, you know, this was a lot of fun. No one's going to take any issue, believe me. Okay?
Do you mean recipes or the stories?
No, the stories. You know, the stories. You know, I mean, you have to understand Patsy DeMori and of course, Philomena and all the rest. Because you see, I've got all these people right at the tip of my tongue. And I love them. But, you know, somewhere along the line here, you've got to say to yourself, thank you very much. Somewhere along the line, you've got to say, you know, this was a fun interview to do.
Right. And that they all were. It was so interesting.
There you go.
No. I mean, I love to talk to people. So when I first came up with the concept of the book, I didn't want just their signature recipes. That's right. All well and good. But as you're saying, you know these people by name, and I really wanted this to be a food lover's storybook and really profile all of these people. So some of them, you know. Once you get to first, they're all guarded, and then I have my little tape recorder on, and then they start to chit chat, and it's, you know, like I've known them my whole life. So, it's really great. I'm trying to think. Yeah, certainly the older, the people who've been there a while, Patsy's and McGee's is great. There's actually the Peking Kitchen.
Yeah.
They are really the kind of the unknown, quiet ones. You never get anything out of them.
They have a love story of fate and fried rice is what I like to call it, where they were. It's a husband and wife team, and they were meant to be set up together.
Yeah,
and the Tony wasn't fit enough for Annie, according to her aunt. That he was a student and he didn't have a big job anyway. They ended up meeting in college in a class, and they didn't realize they were meant to be set up.
And then they got married.
And at the wedding, the aunt was there and was like, "Do you know this is the one that I was going to set you up with?"
Oh my gosh,
it's just super sweet.
And you know something? Congratulations for you for doing that, because they're not one of the high flyers, okay? They're not one of the guys that you go there to go find. You know what I'm saying? You've got to find them and you got to love their food. And that's really, really great. You know, let's hear. I would be remiss, okay? I would be remiss in my duty if we didn't speak. Because if he's listening at all, he's going to go, I didn't even say anything about me. From Stefan over at Marcel.
Notice how the girls are like, oh.
No, he's so great.
Stefan.
And his wife, Katie, and she just had a baby. I adore them.
And you know something? Here's the deal, and I don't know if it came out of the book, because I saw that he was in there, but I didn't read through that part. I mean, he went really through some hard times.
No, I read it. I read it.
He went through some real hard physical times. In other words, his health was bad. Stuck through it all and built the place up because he loved it so, so very much. And a credit to you. We're sitting at the family table today with Joanne Cianciulli. Hold on. I got 2 minutes to go.
Sorry. I have a question for when we come back.
Absolutely. With Joanne Cianciulli. And she's written the... I love the name, you know?
He's going to say it all day, I'm sure. Cianciulli.
And she's written and had photographed by this fabulous photographer, Carl Petzke, huh?
Yeah, Petzke.
Petzke. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay?
He's an award-winning photographer. I'm very lucky.
He gets the award from me, that's for sure. All right. And, you know, let me tell you, it's really, really great. Everybody should pick. Where is it available right now? Because we're going to come back back and talk more about it, but where is it available?
Well, it's available at Marcel at the Farmer's Market, and certainly at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And I'm actually doing a book signing on Wednesday at Barnes & Noble at The Grove,
which is
right next to Farmer's Market.
We're going to talk about The Grove when we come back, too. Let me get to the question of the week before we go out on break.
Okay.
Today's prize for question of the week is the coveted favorite fruit gift box from Melissa's. Remember our great friends at Melissa's that wrote a big check this week for the Lakers, right? So, man, I'm telling you, they're the best. They are the specialty food experts, certainly across the country. This incredible assortment of colorful in-season fresh fruit comes the second day delivery, and it was worth 50 buckaroonies, all right? The original Farmer's Market is located at 3rd and Fairfax and is celebrating its 75th anniversary. We're speaking to Joanne Cianciulli right now about it. Okay, at first it was a dusty outdoor market, and I was there getting all dusty, okay?
Because he's really 82 years
old. That's right. Farmers sold their fresh produce. You had to wipe it off, okay? And they sold their produce to the public. To be today's winner, and that's a little tough, so you guys got to be a little, a little Los Angelino in you here.
To be
today's winner, please tell me the name of the very first merchant selling prepared foods. Andy, the original Farmer's Market is still going strong here in 2009, but it all started off in 1934 with ham sandwiches. Here it is. Who, okay, is it McGee's Kitchen, the Loteria Grill, or the Gumbo Pot? The first sandwiches to be made were at one of these three different places: McGee's Kitchen, Loteria Grill, or the Gumbo Pot. 1-877-8-830-830. We have to go out for break. Can you do it in 15 seconds?
No.
Okay, good. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Joanne Cianciulli about one of my favorite places in town, the Farmer's Market. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Grove. Not so much about the Grove, but how it relates back to the Farmer's Market. Mario Martinoli.
Amy Strong.
We're here with you every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, taking your calls, 1-877-8-830-830. Give me the place, please, that sold sandwiches first. Was it McGee's Kitchen, Loteria Grill, or the Gumbo Pot for that $50 big basket from Melissa's? We'll be right back.
Now, if you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was
rockin'. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the family table. With us today is Joanne Cianciulli, the author of a wonderful book about LA's original farmer's market, My Market.
It's my market.
It's located at 3rd and Fairfax, and I'm proud to be associated not only with it, but also with this book. Congratulations, Joanne, for doing it. Yes, I just want to go out with question of the week one more time.
Oh, okay.
Okay? For question of the week for this $50 gift basket, dig the question, guys. Come on. To be today's winner, please give me the name of the first merchant selling prepared foods at the original Farmer's Market. And it's still going strong right here in 2009, which all started in 1934 with ham sandwiches, okay? Is it McGee's Kitchen, okay? Loteria Saltadore, or the Gumbo Pot, okay? Which one do you think might do, a ham sandwich? 1-877-8-830-830. 1-877-8-830-830. Oh, we're back to you, Cianciulli, madame.
Cianciulli, okay. Madame, I want to say one thing.
Yes, go right ahead.
We were talking, Joanne and I, in the green room before this. We came on, and you said something that I want to bring on the air about how this is the one book you've written where people come and have 3 to 4 copies, 3 to 4 books, and because this has touched everybody. So expand on that.
One of the great things about doing a lot of the book signings around the city is people are buying like 3 and 4 copies at a time, saying, oh gosh, when my mother-in-law comes in from Ohio, their first stop has to be the Farmer's Market. Or, people have memories of this place, and it's exactly that, a must stop, and they want to take it home, and they just love it, and it touches them from no matter where you are.
Right.
And a lot of Europeans as well, I think, identify to the open air market al fresco feel of it.
When his cousins come in from Rome, we always come down. And it's interesting because here now we live in the South Bay, and I actually have girlfriends who've never been there. I know, and so
well,
I'm
they
like,
haven't been they haven't been north of you know
and your friends
of aviation.
No, so we
brought
we've
brought culture to the South Bay.
Oh my God! Careful, all of our friends are listening.
Yeah, well.
So anyway, so I get a group of
friends
girls.
No longer.
I get a group of girls, and we'll drive down. We'll go to the farmer's market, and I love to wash their faces when they take that bite of that the falafel. Let's talk about Moishe's. Oh, my God. I have to make the pilgrimage to Moishe's at least once a month to get the falafel. And you know, five falafel from there, you just...
But now you can make it at home, because actually that recipe is in the book.
Nice segue. Hey, and she said, Joanne said that I can actually make it. It's a recipe. She has made it, and she said, we can do this. So I am going to make the falafel at home.
Last 2 weeks ago, there was a pancake breakfast over at St. John Fisher School where our kids go. Okay? The deal is this. You're ready for this? I got asked by a lady, all right, that, you know, that's an avid culinarian. She goes, you know, do you have a recipe for, oh God, what is it? The great one that you got from Loteria.
Chilaquiles?
Chilaquiles, right. Chilaquiles. I said, also, you get drunk on Saturday night, huh? Because it's menudo on Saturday morning, chilaquiles on Sunday. And she goes, do you have the, and I said, look, go to loteria.com. He's got the recipe on the website. And, you know, and she still looked at me with a big question mark in her head. So in the book, the first thing that I did when I got it, I said, you know, you've got to go to, you know, here, get the book and go to the chilaquiles, go into it, and he's got chilaquiles on there, and it's a fantastic recipe, and it works. Boy, I tell you, that hangover really, really takes a hike.
I am going to make the falafel then. Let's talk about some of the recipes that are in the book.
Yeah, I really had kind of a blast choosing the recipes and what chapter everybody would be in, because it took some thought.
Yeah, oh, please.
And obviously, the home cook is in mind, so... I wasn't going to do, like, for instance, Bill Thee. Thee's Continental Bakery is famous for this pink elephant cake, which is very grand and lots of icing. I mean, there's no way.
And very pink.
Yeah, you can't, unless you're a pastry chef, there's no way you can make that at home. So I was very mindful of that, given my background also with food television and stuff, and really
thinking about
targeting who's going to make this stuff. And the recipes are... certainly featured on everybody's menu, whatever recipe
well,
it is.
Well, I'm looking at, you know, when I go to to Stefan's, what is his restaurant called? His restaurant
Monsieur
is
Marcel. Gourmand Market, and then Monsieur Marcel Pan Vin et Fromage is the restaurant.
And I've actually ordered the steak frites with cognac mushroom sauce. And that's one of your recipes right here. And, you know, this is something that we could do at home.
You could make that.
You know, what's really great, and I'm going to get to the question of the week right now, because we've actually got a smart individual
Deluxe
on the phone. Here's what we've got. When we were having some, you know, trouble with the French right after 9/11, okay, saying it lightly, you know, the French would, you know, come around Marcel's, and that's the place that they go. They forgot everything else and went there, and the nice thing to hear, because I speak French just a little, but understand enough to, you know, get myself in trouble. And the thing is that they're all very, very happy. That's why I want to come back to Stefan, because he's done such a great job.
He's
Let's go
fabulous.
Right now.
I love
Let's
him.
Go to David in Fullerton. David, you're on with Mario and Amy and Joe and Chanchuli. How are you?
Hi, good.
How you doing? Okay, so to be the winner, okay, of today's $50 basket from Melissa's Produce, please tell me, okay, what kitchen, or rather, what restaurant was it, okay, that started in 1934 and still sells ham sandwiches?
Ham sandwiches, easy
ham
for you
sandwiches.
To say.
McGee's Kitchen, Loteria Grill, or the Gumbo Pot for your local ham sandwich. Go ahead.
McGee's Kitchen.
Hey, boy, my goodness gracious.
It's a winner.
Listen to me. Answer me one quick question. You live in Fullerton. What's your favorite restaurant in Fullerton? What?
The BJ's in Brea. I like the Taps in Brea.
Got it. And good job. Well, we really appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much for being part of the fun, and talk to you really soon. Enjoy the basket from Malicious. We're giving you Malicious.
You know, honey, I have your new dentures in my purse.
Thank
you
very much. Okay. All right. Back to Joanne Chanchuli.
Joanne.
Hey, Joanne, you've got a couple things coming up, right? No, she's good. We're done.
Oh, let's talk. Oh, we're done. Talk about your signing, your book signing very quickly.
Yes. At the Grove next to the farmer's market. I'm doing a signing on Wednesday. at the Barnes & Noble.
At what time?
All the way upstairs at 7 o'clock. And I'm actually doing a cooking demo. I'll be making the mee goreng noodles from Singapore banana leaf in there, which are crazy good. So
crazy good. How are things at the Gumbo Puppy? Because talk about wild and crazy and good, okay? Man, those are some whacked out people. You don't know, what was her name? Sapphire? Magenta. No, what? Magenta. Yes, there was a magenta there. Oh, my God. Okay. It just hasn't been the same since Magenta hasn't been there. Okay. Also, Joanne will be guest star on Bravo's Top Chef Masters. As we mentioned previously, some of the prominent LA chefs among the 24 culinary luminaries that are competing for the grand prize dollars of 100 grand donated to the winning chef's favorite charity. In the first two rounds of the show, two chefs from California have moved into the finals. Okay.
Yay.
If you're listening next Saturday, June the 27th, my guest will be LA's favorite Scandinavian chef, my good friend, Connie Anderson, that is going through some changes right now. Connie will be here talking about his abrupt departure from AK Bar and Grill, or rather just Bar, and of course, his plans coming up, and you will be hearing it first right here. Wild Things Seafood, okay, is having their sale today. Go on out there, wildthingseafood.com. For more information, give them a buzz. They're in Fullerton, 1-866-360-3474. That's really great. Joanne Cianciulli, congratulations.
Thank you so much for coming.
Continued great success with the book. You're a doll.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a blast.
Good.
Your book is fantastic. My lovely wife, I love you. Thank you very much. And of course, Andy Harris, I love you too. But you know, it's a different kind of love.
Even though you don't think it, we love
it's
you, baby.
It's a different kind of love. Chirag, I don't love you at all. Okay? But you do push the buttons really well. And
I
we really, really love everybody out there. Thank you very much for making us a very, very, very popular show. Take care. See you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye, everybody. So why don't we get together? We could wait.